A big one is institutional pressure. A child's time spent with a second language is time not spent on their first. So teachers often discourage parents from speaking their languages to their children. This is especially true if the second language lacks prestige. Parents often reluctantly comply, worried about their offspring's education. This is a shame. Children really can master two languages or even more. Research does indeed suggest their vocabulary in each language may be somewhat smaller for a while, but other studies hint at cognitive advantages among bilinguals. They may be more adept at complex tasks, better at maintaining attention, and, at the other end of life, suffer the onset of dementia later. Even without those side effects, though, a bilingual child's connection to relatives and another culture is a good thing in itself. How to bring it about? When both parents share the heritage language, the strategy is often to speak that at home and the national language outside. But when they have different languages, perhaps the most common approach is one parent, one language. François Grosjean, a linguist at the University of Neuchâtel in Switzerland, emphasizes necessity. He recommends reserving occasions on which the only language that may be spoken is the one that needs support. Sabine Little, a German linguist at the University of Sheffield, puts the emphasis elsewhere. Making the heritage language yet another task imposed by parents can lead to rejection, she argues. She recommends letting the child forge their own emotional connection to the language. Her son gave up on German for several years before returning to it. She let him determine when they would speak it together. He decided on the pair's trips in her car to after-school activities, during which his father, who doesn't speak German, would not be excluded. They joke about his Anglo-German mash-ups and incorporate them into their lexicon. Like many youngsters, his time on YouTube is restricted, but he is allowed more if he watches in German. Ms. Little suggests learning through apps and entertainment made for native speakers, the educational type smack of homework, she thinks. Languages are an intimate part of identity. It is wrenching to try and fail to pass them on to a child. Success may be a question of remembering that they are not just another thing to be drilled into a young mind, but a matter of the heart.